From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. The bloody, bruising, take-no-prisoners world of English soccer in the 60s and early 70s is the focus of the new feature film, The Damned United. But you don't need to know a thing about soccer, or like it, to appreciate the remarkable true story at the center of the movie. It's about the charismatic Brian Clough. He was the manager of a terrible team from Derby County. First, Clough led Derby out of the basement to become champions of England. Then he landed his dream job coaching the powerhouse Leeds United team. To say Brian Clough was confident doesn't begin to tell it. Here he is in the movie, played by Michael Sheen.
I wouldn't say I was the best manager in the country, but I'm in the top one.
The Damned United is directed by Tom Hooper, who joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Melissa.
And we should describe the rivalry here. Brian Clough is taking over Leeds United from the revered manager Don Revie. What's the tension between these two men?
The story is about this obsessive, competitive jealousy rivalry that Brian Clough develops with the big side of the 1970s Leeds United. It's kind of the Manchester United of today, having attacked this team over and over again, having attacked the players, having attacked the manager. Then he's offered the job at this team, Leeds United, he's always hated. He takes the bizarre decision of taking on that job and having to manage a group of players who he's openly attacked for the most of his professional life, which is a kamikaze self-destructive decision, and our film explores why his rampant ego leads him to take this such a self-destructive decision.
Yeah, and as we say, Don Revie, whom he's replacing, is widely loved. When Brian Clough comes to Leeds, he goes to the players and he says, forget about Don Revie, I don't even want to hear his name. Let's take a listen when he first talks to the team.
You lot may all be internationals and have won all the domestic honours there are to win under Don Revie. But as far as I'm concerned, the first thing you can do for me is to chuck all your medals and all your caps and all your pots and all your pans into the biggest dustbin you can find, because you've never won any of them fairly. You've done it all by bloody cheating.
What was Leeds United's reputation on the soccer field?
Its reputation was that it was a dirty side. It was a side that was very physical, was violent. When the referee wasn't looking, would do things to intimidate the other players. But, you know, that aside, for Brian Clough on his first day of work to basically say to, you know, the top side in the country who've won all the awards, all the medals, that they should throw them all away because they're a bunch of cheats, is an incredibly bold move. It would be like me working with an Oscar-winning actress and on first day of work saying, well, you can basically throw your Oscar in the bin, but as far as I'm concerned, you just got lucky and, you know, you've never acted well until you've worked with me. And it would not be an astute way to approach it.
Let's talk a bit about this outsized reputation of Brian Clough, at least in his own mind. You, in the movie, include actual footage of Muhammad Ali, who has heard, I gather, that Brian Clough is being called another Muhammad Ali. And Brian Clough is watching him talk about this on television. Let's take a listen.
Some fellow in London, England, named Brian Clough. I heard all the way in America that this fellow talks too much. They say he's another Muhammad Ali. There's just one Muhammad Ali. Now, Clough, I've had enough. Stop it.
Clough, I've had enough. What's the story there?
Oh, it's an absolute gift. I mean, because, you know, we like to think of Brian Clough as our answer to Muhammad Ali, because he's a maverick, because he's outspoken, because he's unpredictable, because he's a fighter, because he's driven. Even though he's a soccer coach, you know, as a player, he was the fastest goal scorer in British footballing history at the time, and he went on to have this pugnacious, unpredictable reputation. So to have found footage where actually Muhammad Ali accuses him of being another Muhammad Ali really reveals how iconic Clough had become in English culture. And I think it's because he transcended football and became a personality who'd do all the chat shows and was kind of the first sports personality to become a celebrity and use his celebrity status to leverage his position as a sports personality. He understood that there was this extraordinary coming together of big business, sport, celebrity, television that was going to transform sport, and he was absolutely the forefront. On top of that, this guy was an extraordinary entertainer, a gifted comedian. I mean, in a recent newspaper poll of the top 10 funniest Britons ever, by popular vote, Brian Clough was ranked 6th.
Huh. 30 years after the fact.
Exactly.
And in the end, Brian Clough lasts for 44 days. That's it, at Leeds.
Absolutely. Not very long.
The physical aspect of soccer back then, you know, you have, I think, both archive footage and footage that you shot of what these games were like. And it's like mud wrestling out there. It's just a free-for-all.
Yeah, and the game has changed so much. And what's fun about the film is it's a record of, I suppose, a vanished world of how football used to be before this incredible influx of Murdoch's money transfigured the game in the UK, and it's now become a much more, you know, it used to be an absolute working class game rooted in its communities, as you can see in our movie, and it's now become gentrified, and I wanted to take it back to this sort of decrepit, impoverished, underfunded beginning when people at the time were predicting the demise of football within 20 years.
Mm. How hard was it to find places to film that would capture that decrepit era that you're talking about?
I mean, incredibly hard. I mean, I think we used the last existing ground that looks like that, and within 5 years that's going to be gone and redeveloped as a supermarket. So, you know, I think we were right on the cusp of being able to make the film, and in 5 years' time, you know, we wouldn't be able to make the film properly.
You know, there's an interesting genesis here. The screenplay for your film comes from a novel about the team, about Brian Clough, a fictionalized version of his story, and I gather there are a number of people, including Brian Clough's widow, who weren't happy with that novel. Have they seen your film? Are they happy with the film?
Well, the sad irony is that because of the family's criticism of the book, and the contention was that the book was too dark, too nihilistic, too bleak, Clough was too alcoholic. But, you know, so I think we took account of some of those criticisms, and I think, you know, mainly I wanted to bring Clough's wit back and his warmth back. I mean, the year I spent making the film up and down the country when I was in England, when I told people I was making a film about Brian Clough, they would grin, they would smile, they would laugh, because that's how he's remembered. And I felt the film had to showcase its dark side, because that was what the book was so brilliant at showing, but it also had to showcase his comic genius.
So you were taking the feelings of the family into account?
Then? Absolutely, yeah. So you know, the irony is, having done that, I think the family just assumed that the film was a literal, you know, page-for-page adaptation of the book, and that they would have the same feelings with it. So, you know, I hope word will eventually filter through. I hope eventually they will see it. I know if they see it, they'll realise we've made an affectionate portrait of the man. If anything, we're too kind to him.
Well, Tom Hooper, thanks very much. Good to talk to you.
Thanks so much, Melissa.
You can watch scenes from The Damned United and read movie reviews at our website, npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.